Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The New England Patriots have their second win of the young season. A narrow 36-33 win over the Houston Texans yesterday pulled out in the final seconds in Foxborough. Of course, most of the talk before and after the game were actions taken by players and coaches across the league during the national anthem. With us, as he is after most Patriots games, is ESPN football writer Mike Reese. Mike, good morning. Thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with a topic most people are talking about, the huge number of NFL players kneeling during the national anthem yesterday at games around the country, and even the game that took place yesterday in London. It included 17 Patriots who knelt and even more who linked arms yesterday before the game. Let me ask, what was the mood among those players, and is there any reason to expect it to have an impact on football?
Well, Bob, you know, the mood of the Patriots locker room was unity. They talked about how they wanted to stay together. Specific to the players who kneeled, one of them, Captain Devin McCourty, was a leading voice among those players, and he used the word conflicted to describe, you know, how those players who decided to kneel felt, and he talked about how they got together the day before the game and really talked about, how do we want to do this? How do we want to show how we feel, but try to do it in a respectful way? So it was a very interesting sort of time in the locker room after the game, talking to Devin McCourty and the other players, because it was less about the game and more about that action.
Did you sense that it impacted football at all?
I didn't, from the standpoint of the players' performance. Devin McCourty in particular didn't play very well, but I think that was just more, once the game started, it was about the game. But I do think it affected maybe some fans' enjoyment. You know, it stood out to me, Bob, that they were being booed. You know, the fans were booing the action. It was so, you know, audible to hear that, hearing them calling to the players to stand up. And then it was also notable to me that by the end of the game, everyone was standing up, cheering one of the players who was kneeling, Brandon Cooks, who scored the game-winning touchdown.
With just 23 seconds left, okay, let's say that we're going to talk a lot more about the players' protest in the next hour of Morning Edition, but let's move to the game itself. 2 minutes left in the close game, Patriots march down the field, come away with the win, but is it fair to say that the Patriots didn't look that good during the rest of the game?
It's very fair to say that. And Bill Belichick essentially said it after the game when he said it came down to the last three and a half minutes. And I use the words Tom Brady magic. That's what rescued the Patriots in this game. The 52nd time, Bob, in his career that he's led the Patriots to a fourth quarter win when the team was either tied or trailing. Just remarkable.
So what kept the game close?
Well, a couple of factors. Give credit to Houston. That is a very good defense they have. They didn't allow the Patriots to run the ball. That's one thing. And they also created points. We call those bonus points when you score touchdowns when you're not on offense. The Patriots' offensive line had a little bit of trouble protecting Tom Brady, who was hit 8 times. And also special teams. There were some punt return issues for the Patriots that gave the Texans a shorter field to drive and made things a little easier for them.
Let me ask a big picture question. Are the Patriots, at least at this point in the season, maybe not quite as good as we all thought they were going to be before the season started?
The simple answer is yes. And I think when you answer it that way, you also do it with the context of saying they're a team that traditionally improves over the course of the season. So you have to sort of factor that in when you look at that and say what they are now isn't necessarily what they're going to be when we get to November and December.
Okay, let me ask you one more question then. Pick an individual who seems to be playing above expectations 3 games into the season.
Well, maybe the newcomer, Brandon Cooks, and he was the one who we talked about had the game-winning touchdown catch. This is a player they traded a very significant asset to acquire, a first-round draft choice, and he had a very impressive game with 5 catches and 131 yards. And because I don't want to pick just one, Bob, Rob, I got to go with Tom Brady. He's 40 years old, and look at what he's doing. It's pretty remarkable to watch him perform at that level.
All right, the New England Patriots face another tough defense next Sunday when they host the Carolina Panthers. It is going to be a tough game, isn't it?
It is. Cam Newton is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, and the way the Patriots had trouble against Deshaun Watson in this game, the Texans quarterback, Cam Newton has a similar playing style.
All right, we'll talk about that next week with Mike Reese, who covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis to WBUR's Morning Edition. Always great to have you in. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.